sometimes I don't wanna be happy. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Shawty got wicked flavor, part of my tits and makeup. There's no doubt this year TikTok shaped the music industry one viral song after another. So which of these artists will have a massive 2021? Let's find out. This is Billboard News Now. When the pandemic hit in March, Benny's Super Lonely became the soundtrack of quarantine. It not only climbed the Billboard charts, but over 10 million TikTok videos were made to the song. I've been lonely. And she's not slowing down anytime soon. Her debut album, Hey You X, is out and setting her up for quite the 2021. You've literally been living under a rock if you haven't heard Surf Mace's ILY, I Love You Baby. The song has ruled the top of the Billboard Hot Dance Electronic Songs chart for the last 10 weeks, and his recent remix of Marshmello and Halsey's Be Kind proves he knows what the people want. Shorty gon' get that paper. Shorty's on rip like razor. Well, her vocals went uncredited until recently. Fauci's track Deep End blew up on TikTok with her dedicated fans, both new and old, fighting for her to get the recognition she deserved. And I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more from Fauci this coming year. I'm good on my own. I put it away, make it. 103. Sundays went to church. And Mondays watched a movie. Plain and simple, Pau Fu's Deathbed Coffee for Your Head has been everywhere these days. With 500 million streams to show and an EP that features a Blink-182 remix, he's now the 59th most listened to artist in the world. Crazy numbers at a crazy speed. Sometimes I just wanna be lonely. And finally, as one of the most recognizable faces on TikTok, Dixie D'Amelio has proven she has what it takes to be a pop star. Already signed to Ellie Reid's label, and with Wiz Khalifa and Liam Payne collabs under her belt, there's definitely more to come from Dixie in 2021. No, I don't wanna, but it's time for me to go. For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.